Today's daf in Masechet Brachot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Nun Chet, and we are continuing just in the first part with what we discussed yesterday, and that was the destruction of Bavel. So today we're completing that. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, Bavel's klala was such that it affected all the neighbors of Bavel to be mekalel them. But when Shomron was nitkalel, so then only good things came to neighbors. So nitkalel Bavel, nitkalel Shcheinea, because the way that we talk about the churban of Bavel is that it was turned into v'samti l'morash kipod v'agmimayim. It was turned into a place of wild animals and swamps, which obviously is not a good thing for the entire area. Because there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I will turn Shomron, what, into a wasteland? No. Into Yehasadeh L'mata Ikarim. It'll be turned into vineyards. Fine. So that's great. Another thing is that we have now a new sugya. I want to start now this new idea, which really goes on for the rest of the daf, which is an amazing extension of the concept of brachos, which until now have been very much focused on the individual's sense of his personal place in the world. And so all of the brachas had to do with his personal pleasure, whether in terms of achila or in terms of reach or its connection in terms of his mitzvahs, or bad things that happened to him or good things that happened to him, and so on. But from this point on, we extend the concept of bracha into the nature of emuna, which defines the place of a human being, not you personally, but the way that you have to note the construction of the world around you in its entirety, including the galaxy, not just your own personal world. And these are tremendously powerful brachas, very moving brachas. So Rav Amnuna, first of them, is Rav Amnuna, who says that there's a din of seeing Uchlusei Yisrael. So if you see, we're going to see 600,000 people, you say a brocha, brochat Hashem, lakinu melech olam, chacham harazim. Masha enkein, if you see 600,000 ovdei kochovim together, what you say is exactly the opposite, but you don't say a brocha, but you say the posik. The posik is, bosha imchem o'ot, chofra yolatchem, hine acharit goyim midbar tziyave arava, to show the difference. Tana Rabbana. Haroch Lusei Yisrael, boruch chacham harazim. Why is that? The pasuk, the master of the secrets that are held in Chochmah. That's because you're looking, when you look at 600,000 Bnei Yisrael, you're looking at 600,000 different worlds. So up until this time, your brachas were nogea, your personal world. You have to come to an understanding that these people represent, each one of them is a different universe that you don't really understand. In the Atam Domim Zelaze and Partsufayen Domim Zelaze, that itself is Bechayev Abrocha in terms of recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to all of them. Ben Zoma was once standing on a stairs up by the Harabayit, and he watched the Eile Regel coming up. And you could see for miles the throngs of people, and there were 600,000 people there. So he said the Brocha, Baruch HaChamarazim, and then he said the most amazing thing. He said, Baruch Shebara Kol Elu L'Sham Sheni. You see, all of these people, they all exist to serve me. Because who I Yomer? Imagine, Adam HaRishon, what did it take for Adam HaRishon to make himself the first bread that was ever baked, right? So you had to plow, you had to sow, you had to reap. Then you had to gather it all together. Then you needed to do threshing. Then you needed to do winnowing. Then you needed to get rid of all of the junk. Then you needed to grind it. And then you needed to sift it. And then you needed to knead it. And then you needed to bake it. I mean, can you imagine what he went through? It took him a half a year just to get his first loaf of bread. And then he ate. Mashain came me? Ha, ha, ha. I click on my mouse, I order an order the night before, I wake up in the morning, open my front door, and FedEx already has it there piping hot. Imagine what Adam HaRishon went through to get his first suit, you know, can you imagine? So he had to shear, and then he had to clean the wool, and then he had to comb it, and then he had to spin it, and then he had to weave it, and finally he would get himself a baguette. Good God, must have taken him months. Me? One click on Amazon, I get my suit already the next morning. And not only that, the entire globe is just pounding me day and night with advertisements. I'm getting emails from everybody, buy this, buy that. It's China, it's Thailand, it's Australia, doesn't matter. They're all working their heads off, Yomam Valaila, so that me, Ben Zoma, should have an opportunity to get the pen that I needed. Can you imagine? An entire globe. Incredible. Ani Mashkim, Umotze Kol Eilu Lefanai. So Adam Arishon, you think he was the center of the universe? Ben Zoma is the center of the universe. So this is Machayev of every individual to recognize the incredible place that he has as a human being. And Ben Zoma used to point out, look, this nonsense of entitlement is destroying us. Because what I'm saying is the opposite of entitlement. Who are you, Omer? Let's say you're a good guest, right? We're all guests in this world. So you're a good guest. So what does the good guest say? Oh, look how many tirchot the balabayit did. My gosh, look at all the meat that was put on the table, the wine that was put on the table. Oh my gosh, the different chalas were put on the table. Everything that he did for me. Amazing kindness. What does an oreach ra say? What did he do for me? What, I ate one little challah. I ate one piece. He doesn't even say what the piece was. I'm not even going to say it was steak. I ate a piece of something. I drank something. Say it was wine, you know. I took a little drink. You think it had anything to do with me? The Balabayit has his own agenda, you know. Say he's got this big suit over there for his wife, his kids, his friends, his business partners, to impress the world. Nothing to do with me. Kol Torah Shatarach Balabayit Zeh. And so on. So, tov, what does the Torah say? Zichor ki taskifa alo asher shoreru anashim. Remember, be aware that what it is that you got, the amazing things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for you, so you could say it to people, be mishabeach, and an oreach ra'aktiv, lachen yiru'u anashim, and the people are only terrified, but he doesn't see them. Who lo yeh, who doesn't? He's not very impressed with them at all. That was referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're sort of switching it over here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not very impressed by what he sees. I was talking about the people who are not very impressed by what the Balabais did for them. Now, speaking about this idea of uchlusia, the difference between being aware of the 600,000 people that surround you and make your life possible. When it says, Va'ish b'meishol zaken, Baba Anashim, who was that? What does it mean to be Baba Anashim? That's a reference to Yishai Avi David, where any time that he was Yotza b'chlusia. He came into the Beis HaMedrash, he was Nichlas b'chlusia. He gave a shir, 600,000 people would be there. Omar Ula Naktina, and we have a Kabbalah, there's no such thing as an uchlusa b'bavel. What do you think? That if you get 600,000 people in a stadium for the Daf Yomi, you're supposed to say a bracha? This is a good thing. This is a bizoyan that you have 600,000 people in Chutz La'aretz playing around in stadiums. They ought to be in Eretz Yisrael. This is what Mefarshim actually explained it. So how would you give a bracha to such a thing in Bavel? Tana, enu chlusa pechuta mishishim ribu, there needs to be at least 600,000 people. And indeed, this is a reference to Kabbalah Satera, the different deis of people which are expressed in Kabbalah Satera, that all of the various possibilities of Tera are included in 600,000 deis, because of which that's the Indian that there's 600,000 oisyes b'Tera, and that the kolos on Har Sinai were mechuven to various different types of understandings of people. That's the kolot. Every person heard a kol that was specifically tailored for his intelligence. That's only Shaykh with the Chacham Arozim, and goes all the way back to the nature of Kabbalah Satera itself. So that, therefore, the giving a shir to 600,000 people is a reconstruction of our Sinai. Tana Rabbanan, someone who sees Chachma Yisrael should say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, Shechalak Mechachmato Lirei'av. There's two important nekudos in this bracha. First, Shechalak, which means that he shared. Kadosh Baruch Hu Kavayachu shares his own Chachma, and the other part is Yirei'av, for people of Yirat Shamayim, because if you contrast that to the bracha that you say on Chachmei Ovdei Kochavim, so you may see somebody who's an absolute genius and made incredible discoveries. You also make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. Shenatan, not shechalak michachmato. Shenatan michachmato, shetzei lebasar v'dam, is the girsa that we have at the bracha. And that makes tremendous difference, not lireyav, to humans. Haroe malcha Yisrael, as we saw before, the difference between malcha Yisrael, malcha yumas ha'ilam. There too, when you see a melech Yisrael, you say shechalak. Here it's kvodo, not chokhmato. But shechalak mikvado, and it's lireyov. Ba'ashayti v'sim halchiyov de kachovim, it's shenatan, not shechalak, and it's shenatan mikvado l'basir v'dam, not the yireyov. Om Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara that we had before, you should always run in order to greet a melech. And not only a melech of Dutch Yisrael, but even to see a melech of the Kochavim. I mentioned to you when Haile Selassie had come to the UN, how all the Jews in New York ran out. She'im yizkeh yafchin bein malchi Yisrael l'malchi of the Kochavim. To be able to see that difference, always remember, ein or nikar al mitoch ha-choshech, it's havdola, discrimination, that is the greatest pleasure in terms of chokhmah. There was once a maisa that Reb Sheshes was a saginor, which is a euphemism, means a lot of life's euphemism, for the fact that Reb Sheshes was blind. And the king was coming to town, and everybody's going out to greet the king, and Reb Sheshes goes too. So there was this real vicious guy at Siddiqui. So he says to Reb Sheshes, you know, as far as I know, when you go down to the river, you want to bring these buckets, you know, but why would anybody bring a broken pitcher to the river? And basically, you're broken. You can't see the king. What's the point of your coming along? So Reb Sheshes says to me, you idiot, you'll see that I'm going to know more about the king's coming than you know. So anyway, they're sitting there and waiting, and you've got this first procession comes by. And, oh, there's trumpeting and banging on the drums, and the tzaduki says, oh, he's come. Reb Sheshes says, bull, he has not come. Sure enough, he hasn't come. Next procession comes by. Trumpets. Bam, kika, afshar, it gets really loud. The tzaduki says again, now for sure the melech is here. No, says Reb Sheshes, bull, there ain't no king coming, you'll see. Sure enough. Then there's this third procession. So Stuki at this point doesn't say anything because now it's completely quiet after they pass by. When everything is completely still, Reb Sheshes says, okay, king is here. So he said to him, how do you know? Amarle, because Malchus de Ares gain Malchus de Rekia. When we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's activity as a melech is the way that Malchus is expressed on earth. And we know that when Eliyahu HaNavi was standing out there and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was passing in front of it, so he said, Seva Amarata Ba'ar Lifnei Hashem. And you're going to see that Hashem is going to come by and there's going to be this enormous storm. And it's going to smash the mountains. And it's going to bust up the rocks. So it's Farakarim, Mishabris, Slaim, Lifnei Hashem. But don't get so impressed. Believe me, Hashem is not there. After the giant storm comes an earthquake. Don't get impressed. That's not where Hashem is. After the earthquake, there's going to be this massive explosion and fire. Nothing. And then after that, everything will go silent. Called Mama Daka, that's when Hashem is there. Anyway, so when the king was there, Reb Sheshes says the bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, kenu melech olam Hashem, natan mikvado, lebosu v'dam. So the tzaduki makes fun of him. What? Lamanda lo chazito, like a mavar, you're making a bracha for something you can't even see? So he didn't even take to heart the fact that Lamaisa Reb Sheshes is more aware than he was, exactly as Reb Sheshes had told him. Anyway, what happened to that Siddiqui? Some say his friends were so disgusted with his behavior, I mean, it was totally embarrassing, that they actually gouged his eyes out. And some say Reb Sheshes looked at him with his unseeing eyes and turned him into a pile of bones, something like the way Saruman died, you know. So all that was left right then and there was just a pile of bones, as if he had been long dead. Reb Shila, he once gave Malkus to a Jewish guy who had slept with this Egyptian woman. So this guy goes, and he's Ochal Bekurtze, he goes and he says Lashon Hara to the government. Bekurtze is a way which we find in Daniel. When people used to go over to say Lashon Hara, they would always have a little bit of winking the eyes. You know, koreitz is a wink of your eye. And Ochal Bekurtze means they had a little seuda, where you have your cocktail parties where all the Bali Lashon Hara get together and everybody's got something to wink and what's the latest on. And so this guy goes ahead and he tells them, you know, there's this guy, one of these Jews, and he doesn't have he wasn't granted authority by the government, and he goes ahead and he's Dan Dinim. So anyway, so they sent a detective to investigate Reb Shila. So Reb Shila comes in for the deposition. So they asked him, why did you beat that guy? He said to him, what, are you kidding? That guy was having intercourse with a donkey. So they said to him, what, do you have any witnesses? Of course I have witnesses. Suddenly Eliyahu HaNavi comes along And he looks like one of them, you know. And he testifies, yep, yep, this guy, he was copulating with a donkey. So they said to him, so then I don't understand. Why did you only beat him? You should have killed him. The Bartholomew, he said to him, listen, you know, I mean, I wouldn't do something like that without the authority of the government, you know. We, from the time that we've gone into Gaulas, we can't do have our own dinim to kill people. But you, I mean, you are such wonderful people and have such authority, you could do whatever you think is right. And while they're looking into it, so Reb Shila starts saying the pasuk, because it's such a nace happened to him that he was saved, that Eliyahu came. So he says, what are you muttering? So he said, oh, I was saying a prayer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Brich Rachmona. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so wonderful that he gave Malchus on this earth, which is similar to his Malchus, and he gave such a wonderful government like the one we have, who love justice and who always try to see that everything is done right. So they said to him, wow, that's really impressive. You love the government so much? Oh, absolutely. So they give him this stick that he can use as a sign that he has government authority to kill whoever he wants, do whatever. Go out, they said to him. Don Dina, you're our man. Anyway, he goes out. And this guy is waiting for, you know, to see the results of the deposition. He figures they're going to be dragging him away to jail. And he goes out and he's carrying the skulpa. And he says, that's crazy. What? HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles to liars? So he says to him, what do you mean liars? The Torah says, beferish, that the Mitzrim are called donkeys. Asher besar chamorim besaram. I said exactly the truth. You were screwing around with a junkie, the donkey. So he sees that this guy is going to go, and he's going to tell them what he just heard. He says, oh, now wait a minute. At this point, this guy has been a variety. And the Torah says, Ibola hargecha, you should be ashkem lahargo. He takes his newfound authority stick, smashes the guy over the head with it, and killed him. Then Reb Shila said, since this pasuk was the source of the nace that was just done for me, I'm going to say a drosha on this pasuk. L'cho Hashem HaGedula, that's my Zibarashis, because it says, Oseh G'doyle Sadein Cheker, when it's talking about my Zibarashis. Gevura refers to Yetzias Mitzrayim, because it's Vayar Yisrael Sayod HaGedola. The Tiferes refers to the mixture of Chama Lavona, Shamdula LeYoshua, and of course Chama is male, and Lavona is female, which is a remez to the Midah of Tiferes, which puts together the new Midah that comes out of Chesed and Gvura. Shenemar Vayidom HaShemesh V'Yoreach Amad. Netzach refers to the destruction of Rome, because it says, Chenemar Vayez Nitzcham Al Begadai. There it refers to their blood, their lifeblood. V'Ahod refers to Melchemes Nachle Arnon, where everybody was so mode to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it became a Hoidah. Ken Yamer B'Sefer Melchamot HaShem Et V'Hev B'Sufa, which was the whole Maisa that we just had in the Gemara last week. Kichob HaShamayim HaRetz refers to the Milchama of Sisra, because it says, even the Shamayim, Min HaShamayim Nilchamu HaKochavim, Min Mesilotam, Milcha HaShem HaMamlacha, that refers to the Milchama HaMolek, because it's Milchama Kiyod Al-Keizka, Milchama HaShem HaMolek, which means the Mamlacha of HaKadosh Baruch is not Shalem until the destruction of HaMolek. And Amit Nasei refers to Milchama Gog U'Magog, because over there HaKadosh Baruch says, Hineni Alecha Gog, Nisi Rosh Melech, Meshach v'tuval, and then afterwards it says, v'itkadalti, v'itkadishti, v'nodati, le'ine goyim rabim, v'yadukeni Hashem, and that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shem was mitnase ba'olam l'chol l'rosh, is Rav Chanan bar Ravam Rav Yochanan, all authority in the world, even a bureaucrat, the Reish Gargito, who's in charge of handing out irrigation rights, is min ha'shamayim, they gave him that authority, manuleh. In a Braita, we have a different drasha on the same pasuk by Rabbi Akiva. He learns the Chah Shema, Gedula refers to Kriyas Yamsuf, Gevura refers to Bakas Becheres, Tiferes is Matan Torah, which of course is the whole Umat Tlita, Beyerach Tlita, Neteret Tlita. When Tlita, of course, there's always Tiferes, Vanetzach is Yerushalayim, the Ahod is the Beis HaMikdash, and which ties it to many, many different psukim in which it's referred to that way. Okay, other the brachas that we have that are in the new, what do you want? Leave me alone. Hold up your cup. Just put up your icon. Don't interfere with everything. It causes tremendous batola.
Water.
Tana Rabbana.
Anybody's in charge of irrigation, that's a din of malchus. Malchus comes from control of.
It's beautiful and it's wonderful for the chat or for a comment afterwards. But the amount of time that it takes to listen and to respond and so on is just not worth it. Haroya bat Yisrael b'yishuvan omer baruch matziv gavul almana. A new bracha. You see bat Yisrael that were rebuilt. You say baruch matziv gavul almana. Now lemaisa, Rashi understands this to mean during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and that, which means that apparently according to him it's dafka in Eretz Yisrael. And it's dafka, total rebuilding. Lemaisa, the Rif understands this to mean even a Beit HaKnesset, and therefore would be nogea even chutz la'aretz. We, halacha lemaisa, have sort of a compromise between the Rif and Rashi, so we only make the bracha in Eretz Yisrael, b'shemu malchus, but we do make it on bote Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, b'shemu malchus. In chutz la'aretz, we make it on batim, but without shemu malchus. If you see b'churbanam, you say baruch dayana emet. Bate of the kachovim b'yushuvam, then you say the pasuk beit geim yisach Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to uproot all of this. These arrogant people. B'churbanam omer kel nekamot Hashem, kel nekamot ofia. Ula and Rav Chista were once walking along the road. They come to the place where Rav Chana bar Chaniloi's massive mansion used to stand, and it was totally destroyed. And Rav Chista is shattered. He's moaning and he's groaning. Oh, Malayula, this is not good for you, man. It's not good for you. What are you making such a fuss for? You know, you're moaning and groaning like that. According to Rav, anacha breaks half of your body because it says in the pasuk, "Ata ben adami anach b'shivron motnayim." The motnayim are in your loins, in the middle of the body. Rav Yochanan said, "Forget about your loins. It'll destroy your entire body." It says, "V'ayuki umroy lecha alma ata ne'anach." It's a disaster. You're going to lose your ability to survive. Rav Chista says, and what am I supposed to do? How can I psychologically be misgaber not to moan? I mean, you know what went on in this house, man? You know what went on in this house? They had 60 chefs that worked all day long in 12-hour shifts, 24 hours a day. So there were 60 working in the day, 60 working at the night. Rav Chana bar Chaniloi held his wallet in his hand all day long to give out tzedakah. You know why? Because he was afraid maybe someone from a good family was embarrassed to take tzedakah, would come over to him, and he would be putting his hand in his pocket to find his wallet. You know how embarrassing that is for the poor ani? He wasn't going to do that. He kept it in his hands. If he sees somebody, he can immediately take something and pretend to be saying Shalom Aleichem, and meanwhile pass him a few $100. And that way he wouldn't be embarrassed. Not only that, you should know that it had four different entrances but to four directions of the earth, and anybody who walked into that house hungry walked in full to the brim. And when there were problems and there was a shenat batzorat, he used to throw out chitim and saorim outside so that people could come at night in the dark, and they could take it, nobody would see it. And now I see this fall out, this into a churban, and I'm not supposed to be miserable. How am I supposed to feel about it? Listen, this is a gezeira from the day of the churban Beis HaMikdash. There was a gezeira on Bateim Shel Tzadikim that they will also be destroyed. Shenemar Boznai, Hashem Tzvakot. I heard that Hashem Tzvakot said as a shvua, that this is part of what's going to happen as a result of the Beis HaMikdash. But Rabbi Yochanan explained that they're all going to be recreated. What's the connection to Har Tzion? That just like Har Tzion, in the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, to build them once again. Rav Chista did not feel any better. So Ula said to him, listen, you know, you're doing something wrong. I'll tell you why. You're more reactive to this than to the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. And die Levit Leoske Rabo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a home. I don't see you going crazy on that. And here you pass by one person's house. You expect it should be better than the Beis HaMikdash. If you've already made your peace with the Churban Beis HaMikdash, then you'll worry about Rav Chana bar Chaniloi separately, huh? Tana Rabbana, if you see the Kvarim, of Yisroel, you say, Baruch Hashem Yatzar etchem bedin, v'zan etchem bedin, v'chilkel etchem bedin, v'asaf etchem bedin, v'atid le'akib chem bedin. And Marbury the Ravina was, gave more details about the bracha that you say also at the end, v'yodea mispar kuchem, v'hu atid le'achiyotchem, l'kayem etchem Baruch Hashem, b'chaye hametim. Which we do say today, every 30 days, someone who comes into a Beit HaKvarot. If you say Kivrei of Deko Chavim, you say the same posik that we said before, Bosha Imchem Tzo. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, someone who sees his friend that he hasn't seen for 30 days, he should say, Baruch Shechayonu V'kiyamonu V'giyonu L'zman Hazeh. If he hasn't seen his friend for 12 months, he should say, Baruch Shechayonu Melech Olam B'chayei HaMeitim. Why is that? Because Rav said that a mate is mishtakeach min alev, it's as if he's completely gone out of your awareness after 12 months. B'shenema nishkachti kemeit milev, hayiti kekli oved, I was like a lost kli. So the din halacha l'maisa is that after Yud Beis Chodesh, we consider there to be huge bialim, and the person no longer thinks about what it was that he once had. Same thing is true about the dead. Therefore, if you've had no contact with someone for 12 months, and now he comes back to life, so to speak, in your mind, so that is a completely new bracha. But again, this is all focused on the world outside of yourself. And it's an amazing thing to be the object of such a bracha. If somebody makes a bracha on you, then that it's a mechaye amesim, or that it's, which we don't say nowadays, but we do say the shechayanu. It's an amazing sense of the way in which the world interacts with you and cares about you. Rav Papa, Rav Hanina b'Reider of Yeshua were once walking along the road, and they meet up with Rav Hanina b'Reider of Hika. And they were, when they saw him, they said to him, listen, you know what? We are so excited at meeting you. Man, we make two brachas. First of all, Baruch Asher Chalak B'Chochmato Li'Re'av. And then we also said, Baruch Shechayanu V'Kiyamanu L'Zman Hazeh, because we haven't seen you in 30 days. He said to them, that's nothing. I was so moved by seeing you that I was like, I was in the presence of 600,000 people because I saw the chokhmah in your faces was like the equivalent of seeing 600,000 people. So I said three brachas. I said the two brachas you said, and I said one extra bracha. Ha! They said to him, man, you're one heck of a smart aleck. You're really that smart? Drop dead. So he dropped dead. Omer le chachmita kulei hai. A little bit too smart for your own good. Yavi be'enayo v'shachiv. So, okay, different pshatim, whether it was the one-upmanship attitude, or whether it was the chutzpah of making a bracha, that there's no such bracha, or whether it's some learned that it was that really there is such a bracha, but it's only if someone is on a madrega to really be able to see that the person has that darga of 600,000 in him. They didn't believe he had that darga, whatever, a lot of different pirushim and mefarshim, but I think it doesn't need pirushim. Okay, one more. Said Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, there is also a bracha that you say on the way in which there's differentiations that can come about genetically. So somebody sees a person who is very highly freckled. You say, Baruch HaTashem, Mishaneh Abriot. All of the things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, they go in so many different directions. What? Mishaneh Abriot. The Brayta says, if you see someone who is deep black, or someone who is red, or someone who is albino, or someone who is misshapen, a different pshatim, and how misshapen is his frame? It doesn't have the bone structure to support. Some learn that he's fatter than he's tall, whatever, maybe he's, okay. Or a nanas, which is a dwarf, or a person who's covered with these skin growths, you say, Baruch Mishaneh Tabriot. But if you see a person who has no hands, or is blind, or who has that disease that was very common until the last century, Petuye Arosh, where their hair becomes like one piece, and a chiger, so he's missing his leg, or he's a mukashkin, or boakanim, so he's got all of these freckles. You say, Baruch Dayana Emet, on the din in someone else. Again, part of this new daf of brachas. So how do you explain that? Lokasha. If someone, you're talking about something congenital, then Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is referring to genetics. If it's congenital, so then you say, Mishaneh Abriot. Masha Einkein, if something happens to a person, so then it's a Midas Adin. Then you say, Baruch Dayan Ha'emet. The Deik Benami, you can see that it says, Duamia Dekiteya. The list of the things you say, Baruch Dayan Ha'emet, is someone who lost a limb. I mean, that happened afterwards. A kitea means it was cut off, amputated. Shema mina. Tana Rabbana, there's other times that you say Mishanei Abriot, and that is where the normal genetic structure is a shock to you because you haven't seen these things. So you, believe me, the first time you see, I mean, imagine when Sam saw his first olifant, right? Oh, how he wanted to see that as an olifant. So when you see an elephant for the first time, or a monkey, that is absolutely shocking. Or the kifuf, maybe an owl. But you say Baruch Mishanei Abriot. And this, according to many, you say only once when you meet that species. When you see beautiful things, briot that are tovot, or gorgeous, or beautiful trees, you say Baruch Shekachalo Kachalo Ba'olomo, that this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world is so amazing. And then there are natural phenomena, which you say the Baruch on, that we had in the Mishnah. So you say Ala Zikim, Shekocho Gvura Soma Le'olam. What exactly are Zikim? Kochava de Shavit. It's like it's a star that looks like an arrow or a stick in the sky. So either that's a meteorite or it's a comet. And we pass it on both of them. They're both called Kochava de Shavit, Alok Lamaisa. And Shmuel used to say, listen, I am an absolute bookie in astronomy. I could tell you every single star in the sky, as well as I know the local roads in Narada. There's only one thing I cannot explain because it doesn't have any type of cycle that I can be omed on, and that's a Kochava de Shavit. And I really don't know where that comes from, obviously, because no one lives long enough to see these long orbits, or if it's a meteorite, then it's just random. The Gemiri de lo avar kisla, the avar kisla, or of alma, I have a Kabbalah that it would be a simon for destruction if it was in the constellation of Ksil. The hakachazin and davar, what do you mean it doesn't go through Ksil? It does. All the time it does. You see it all the time. No, that zive yud avar, bishazik and avar, it looks like, that's because it's in front of Ksil. It looks to you like it went through Ksil, but it doesn't. Ravuna bereder of Yeshua Amar, vilon, that, what you see over there, that's, I'll tell you what it is. That's the vilon, which is gets a tear in it, and you can see the light of the rakia through the vilon. Revashi arma kochavahu de'akami agisa de kisla v'chazi lechavrim agisa umivit umichze kamanda ova. It just, I don't know what any of this means, so I'm not going to really explain it, but only looks as though this kochav has gone through ksil. Shmuel, Rami. On the one hand, it says, ose ash ksil v'chima. And on the other hand, it says, Osa Chima V'chsil. So what happened over here to, it's a different order, and it says Ksil first before Chima, and then it says the other way around. So how do you explain that? So Ilmole Chuma Shel Ksil, what it's coming to tell me is that you need both of them. So it wouldn't be for the heat that comes from the Hashpo of Ksil, Lo Nimikaima Oilam B'Pei Tzina Shel Chima, Ilmole Tzina Shel Chima, Lo Nitkaima Oilam, Bipnei Chama, the Chuma, Shoksil. The Gemira, we have a Kabbalah that if it wouldn't be for the Ukta, the Akra, for the end of the tail of Scorpio, which is Kima, and if it wouldn't, that would be in the middle of the Milky Way, so that we see it right smack bang in the strongest part where we get the light from the entire galaxy, then Komanda Vitrikale Akrava Lohavichaya. Scorpions, you wouldn't be able to live from scorpion bites. Vainu de gomer le'rachmano le'yov, hitkasher ma'adanot, sorry, hatikasher ma'adanot kima, o moshchot ksil tefateach, who are you? What do you know? Can you tie the things that are tied together in kima? Can you loosen the bonds of ksil? Why do we call kima kima? Because if you measure it carefully and you make out the number of stars that are in that minor constellation, it has about 100 stars. So Kima is Kimea. Now, some say he's referring to the Michanfe. There's 100 stars that are gathered together into one cluster. Va'amrele the Mevadran. That actually, these stars are not really together, but they are scattered apart. They look to us like they're together. And what is Ash? Ash is Yuta. And what is Yuta? Yuta is the tail of the Teleh, and some say it's actually already part of Shor, and it's the Resha de Egla. because it says Va'ayish Abanea Tin Tanchem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to make fun of Eov. Would you be able to give any kind of comfort to poor Ayish who mourns for her children? Which seems to imply that something is missing from Ayish, which is, that must be that there's stars that are missing because they appear to us as not no longer part of Ayish. It looks as if, Kitar for the Tarf, looks as if it had been hit by a hammer to close the something that was missing, that was pushed in from Ayish.